proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you the second in a series of programs about the Thanksgiving holiday. God desires to receive thanksgiving from His people. In fact, one of the most important things that a believer can do involves developing an attitude of gratitude toward God for the many blessings He bestows. Thanksgiving formed an integral part of the corporate worship of the Jewish nation. Asaph and his brethren were a group of priests whose ministry involved glorifying God through music, as recorded in the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Chronicles. They also served a part in military campaigns. When a coalition led by the Moabite, Ammonite, and Edomite nations attacked the southern kingdom of Judah, King Jehoshaphat of Judah appointed singers to chant God's praises and to extol the beauty of holiness. As they did so, as recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, quote, "The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten," unquote. David wrote extensively about the blessedness involved in appreciating God for all that He does. In Psalm 18, for instance, he thanked God for giving him victory and for lifting him up. David also declared in Psalm 35, quote, "I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people," unquote. In Psalm 50, David exhorted others, quote, "Offer unto the Lord thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High," unquote. Psalm 136 reminded the Israelites to praise God for His mighty works. On four separate occasions, the singers uttered this refrain, quote, "Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Jesus Christ often gave thanks to His Heavenly Father. Before miraculously feeding a group of 4,000 men, He, quote, "took the 7 loaves and fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to His disciples, and the disciples to the multitude," unquote. On the occasion of the final meal He had with His disciples, He took the bread and cup. On that occasion, He thanked God before distributing those elements to the disciples around the table. The Apostle Paul also cultivated an attitude of gratitude. He encouraged the Ephesian believers, quote, "Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ," unquote. In like manner, he instructed the Thessalonian Christians, quote, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you," unquote. Even those who inhabit heaven continually thank God. As recorded in Revelation 7, for example, a great multitude assembled around the throne of God. They said, quote, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." Christians have many reasons to thank God. God delivered believers from their bondage to the devil and translated them into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. God redeemed believers and forgave their sins. God gives believers eternal life by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. Thus, believers have no excuse for withholding their praises from God. God not only created them, God not only sustained them, but God has adopted them into His family, making them heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Moreover, God has seated believers in heavenly places. He has adopted them as children and given them all the privileges that pertain thereunto, so that they can call God Abba, Father. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about special holidays.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.